The English-speaking world is abuzz with stories about the language of text messaging sneaking into more formal arenas. We've all heard them. The college professor handing back reams of papers in which students inserted phrases like AFAIC to mean as far as I'm concerned, or AFAIK in place of transitions like as far as I know in their submissions. Job applications rejected because your was spelled UR, and other terrifying tales of text talk. The inevitable conclusion of all these stories is that text messaging is ruining the English language. Surely an exaggeration, but it's a rallying cry for parents. Like rock and roll music in the 50s and peculiar clothing and hairstyles in the 80s and 90s, kids huddled over tiny screens, flashing brief messages that have no words. Horrors! Some parents even believe that keeping cell phones out of their kids' hands is the only way to prevent this dangerous degradation from growing. Of course, these kids are terrified of their parents' controlling ways. They're just trying to talk to their friends. Abbreviating language has been around for a long time, going back as far as ancient Rome. Even if you just focus on English, we've been shortening words and phrases since the original texters talked with their hands in the mid-19th century. Telegraph operators, using Morse code, had a very intricate method of abbreviation, and the language of telegraphs was supposedly dangerous to the common tongue. Yet, somehow, English has survived. Linguist David Crystal thinks that the uproar about text-speak is mostly noise. His book on the subject points out that there are fewer abbreviations in text messages than we all assume, and that text talk is not a cause of bad spelling. Studies have shown that very few language errors in student papers are related to text message language. Other experts think that text talk is more like a second language than anything. If that's a valid observation, texters might be getting benefits to their English skills rather than detriments. Second language learners receive all kinds of mental benefits, which might also be present in some small way for proficient texters. At worst, learning the difference between texting and formal writing is not much different from learning the difference between talking to friends and giving a speech in front of a class. Like any other skill, it must be practiced, and learners are likely to make mistakes on the way, but this is no cause for alarm. The critical anti-text crowd would be wise to stop worrying and start working. Instead of fretting, people should be teaching others to distinguish between appropriate and inappropriate language in formal settings. Solving the problem is much more effective than simply talking about it. There will always be detractors every time technology gives humanity improvements in communication, but somehow society and language continues to grow and thrive. Besides, even if text messaging were doing damage to our language, could we really get rid of it at this point?